CEFW Mobile.
Again, KO4 CEF.
How are we doing today?
Just on the way to work. Not sure about looking forward to it or not, but I'll get through it.
Forward to it.
Some stupid audit going on in my area, and it's always a pain in the butt.
Those audits.
It was just kind of sprung on me last minute. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot we could do to prepare for it. Still, I just don't like not knowing it was coming until like the day before.
Agree that if you keep everything like it's supposed to be, it'll be fine.
It does that. I mean, you know, that's just great.
I know that's right.
That's what I get. I hear that. There's all these different things we should be doing all the time that we kind of have to. And then right before an audit, you try to hurry up and clean it all up and get it ready. And that's always the way it goes.
Supposed to be, you never would have time to build any cars.
Because that's all we'd focus on. Today.
Can't complain. It wasn't bad at all.
Y'all not. Y'all not having to worry about running out of anything, are you?
Sometimes raw materials are a little bit hard to get. You know, for certain things, they take a while to get in. And that, but yeah, sometimes we make a mistake and use up our raw materials, and then the batch is bad. You have to get more raw materials.
You're like the old California truckers things. I haven't heard much about it at all, so I don't know if it's really affecting a whole lot.
My problem is like overseas containers mostly. They're hard to come by. Like the trucking companies have the chassis, but they don't have the overseas containers and that to be able to ship stuff. And then the truck lines sometimes take forever to get there to pick up the stuff.
The rumors swirling at work. And, you know, while I haven't heard anything official, I've always heard that, you know, every rumor is usually just a half bit of truth to it. Kind of makes you wonder that if senior management or something like that kind of discussing the possibility, but I don't think it'll happen.
Down for a little while?
Like a 5-8-hour shift instead of 5-10.
Knocking a day out every week, right?
If they do it, you'd lose, you know, 10 whole hours production on day shift, and on B shift you would lose, I don't know whether they would, because they're on 6-10, so they get 60 hours of production a week. It really just depends on whether they do one shift, both shifts, or what. That's the question. I can say right now it's just a rumor, but I ain't going to say I wouldn't. I wouldn't want it to happen.
See if you got off around 3 o'clock every day.
Definitely either if I couldn't beat the associates out, I would have to stay later, past 4, because once they start heading for the door, there's no point in even grabbing my keys, because, I mean, the traffic is horrible, so I'll sit inside 20 minutes, so if I can't beat them, I'm going to be there for a little bit, finishing up some other work. Quit time, man, they'll start filing out the door.
I remember those days when he's work construction, building big factories, and 5,000 guys get off at the same time. But man, that's a rat race.
And then with the parking situation the way it is, oh man, that's why I try to get out of there slightly before, or I just wait 15, 20 minutes after shift.
Minutes you can just walk right out, right?
Get them out or wait them out. It's going to be one or the other.
For HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4 CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
You're listening in a minute, waiting for a break in the conversation. Didn't want to interrupt you. Just talking about the rumors for potential reduction in hours and all?
Right now it's just rumors, so we can dream, that's about it. I mean, I could get so much training done with my associates, but it probably ain't gonna happen, so might as well just give it up.
I'll let you know to the last minute on something like that. They don't want to scare everybody.
Not scheduled too long, then they get used to it and won't want to go back.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather, unless they just know for sure. I don't like to communicate to my associates rumors. That's why I usually hear what they're saying and try to find out if there's any truth to it. But until I find something official, I don't tell anybody.
Best way to do it, especially when you're in a management position. It's not good to be spreading rumors or unfounded statements.
You let them get used to that 8-hour schedule, they won't want to go back.
And I've been there and done that. Well, that they had us on one time that I absolutely hated. I mean, 4-10s, 5-10s, 6-10s, nothing has been as bad as a 6-8-hour shift. And it was, the reason why it was so bad was because you got one day off during the week that rotated, and then you got Sunday off. So it took, 5-6 weeks? I can't remember off the top of my head before you get a long weekend, but just, even though you were there a short time every day, it was just like you never really left, because you're just gone and only got the one day off here and there, and it was just not enough.
Working 12-hour swings, that was much better than 8-hour swings. You had more time off.
You get time out. You know, the 5-8s is not bad because you get the weekend off. But, yeah, those 6-8s we had, that was the worst one. I try to tell people that because they're like, huh, how's that bad? I'm like, trust me, you're never really gone. You know, you're there, you turn around, you go home, you come right back. You're just never gone enough days in a row to make it worthwhile.
Killing morale and amongst all your employees, and that's not a good thing.
How's your week been, Patrick?
Good. A little soggy, but good. Yesterday was nice and cool, so I'll take it.
Some thunderstorms and stuff yesterday, but I don't really know if any rolled through.
Remember any thunderstorms? I remember some good rain rolling through from time to time. Not heavy rain, just, you know, for an hour at a time.
Yeah.
Just riding along listening.
What is that time for me? I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3, and y'all be safe out there on the road this morning. And hopefully I get to holler at y'all this evening whenever I get off work at a decent time, if I do. Other than that, y'all have a good one. 7-3, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day, and maybe we'll talk to you this afternoon, KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one, KO4TFW. Yeah, 8-hour schedule is really going to affect a lot of businesses around here, don't you think?
They start reducing hours, it's going to affect businesses either way. But, I mean, it's better to slow down than shut down, to run until you just shut down. So that way you stretch it out a little bit and have them for things to kind of recover.
They'd be working a 50-hour week and be short on parts.
Everybody's trying to be optimistic about what's going on, and the longer it goes on, the less likely that is.
They come up with all kinds of new definitions so you don't realize how bad it is. You had a bunch of people wanting to work, but there were no jobs. And it's probably worse that you have a bunch of jobs and nobody wanting to work.
In my lifetime, I've never had the experience not being able to find a job. Of course, I've always been able and willing to do whatever it took to earn a paycheck. I worked for my uncle doing plumbing repair for a while until I found another job, and I done steel fabrication, done that for a while. And so, I mean, it's just whatever I could find to make a living. I didn't say, oh, that's beneath me. I just got up there and done it. Yeah, same thing here. Say, I don't want to shovel it.
Clear. 10-4 TFW, clear.